Hello world, this is Urban Education Project, also known as UEP. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Today's podcast is about your brand. You know, what is your brand? Many of us are in the workplace, we're out there in the world, we're in the music industry, we're doctors, lawyers, we're, you know, entrepreneurs, people are, you know, people get the hustles and people do little odd and end types of jobs, and they walk around day to day, and some people don't even understand that with every word that comes out of your mouth, everything that you speak, every way that you handle situations, everything from how you walk, everything to how you interact with people. Some people would define it as that's your reputation. I would say it's your brand. I would say that brand is just as effective as Coca-Cola or Nike or any kind of industry type deal. You should look at protecting your brand, which is you, your name. When somebody says your name, what are the adjectives that come after that? You know, is it lazy? Is it hard worker? Is it personable? Is it, oh, this person's genuine, they're loyal? Or, you know, those are some of the things that in a world where we have a global market economy, in a world where you need to build a human capital to get capital, being in the people business, you have to make sure that you're cognizant of what your brand is, you know. So I ask, what is your brand? You know, the question is one that directly reflects how the world experiences you and what you bring to the table. Your brand sometimes gets to go places that you don't even get to be privy to go. It's also a part of conversations that you are probably not, you know, aware of. And that goes to show you that, you know, when you interact with people, sometimes you know the people and sometimes you don't know who you interact with. But when your name comes up, your namesake comes up, what are those adjectives that come behind when they say, hey, do you know Jim, or you know Steve, you know, or you know Karen, you know, do they say, hey, oh yeah, this guy is a great worker, or, oh, you know, this person here, they mean well, or they're a great worker, but maybe they don't finish tasks. And so that's something that you have to be self-aware of, and you have to be intentional about how you control your own narrative, how you control how people see you, how you control your day-to-day interactions with the world to be productive. Because to have a great brand, to have a recognizable brand, would say that you don't have to chase a lot of opportunities. Opportunities will present themselves to you because of what you're known for, how you get things done, how you are personable with people, how you interact with people. How do you are a closeout person? Are you a team builder? Are you a leader? You know, those are great things that are great attributes and adjectives that people can probably define you by. You know, I mean, we live our lives working, giving, influencing, and creating all these different relationships based off how we interact and how we follow through on our word. And something that you really truly, as a person that's in society, you have to understand why this is important to build your brand. Some of us today, if you don't feel like you've built such a great brand, then I challenge you to walk in your purpose. Walk into your purpose, but be intentional about how you build your brand. Make sure that you close out tasks. Make sure that if you can't do something, you say you can't do it. And if you can do it, then do it. You know, do it to 100%, and do it with the utmost professionalism, and just get things done. You know, I want, when you listen to this podcast, when you walk away from this, I want whatever you're doing, whether you're in your car, whether you're walking around, whether you're just having a regular conversation, or you're showing up to somebody's party, you got to ask yourself, before you walk into this room, before you hop into this forum, how do people see you? What will they say about you when you're not in the room? Can they speak great words about you? And do you even know what your brand is? Are you the person that's late? You know, have you gotten that attribute tag to what comes with your name? You know, so when you've gotten your name, you build that. You control that narrative. So I just want to sign off by saying, stay focused, follow through with your plan, stay with your true north, and stay motivated. And hey, build your brand. This is UEP. I'm signing off. Y'all have a great day.